Text 34. William Congreve. The Sealing of the Deed.
Ah, I'll never marry, unless I am first made sure of my will and pleasure.
Would you have them both before marriage? Or will you be contented with the first now and stay for the other till after grace?
Ah, don't be impertinent. My dear Liberty, shall I leave thee? My faithful solitude, my darling contemplation, must I bid you then adieu? Ah, adieu, my morning thoughts, agreeable wakings, indolent slumbers, all ye douceur, ye sommeil du matin, adieu! I can't do't. 'Tis more than impossible. Positively, Mirabel, I'll lie abed in a morning as long as I please.
Then I'll get up in a morning as early as I please.
Ah, idle creature! Get up when you will. And do you hear? I won't be called names after I'm married. Positively, I won't be called names.
Names?
Aye, as wife, spouse, my dear, joy, jewel, love, sweetheart, and the rest of that nauseous cant in which men and their wives are so fulsomely familiar. I shall never bear that. Good Mirabel, don't let us be familiar or fond, nor kiss before folks like my Lady Fadler and Sir Francis, nor go to Hyde Park together the first Sunday in a new chariot to provoke eyes and whispers, and then never to be seen together again, as if we were proud of one another the first week and ashamed of one another for ever after. Let us never visit together, nor go to a play together. But let us be very strange and well-bred. Let us be as strange as if we had been married a great while, and as well-bred as if we were not married at all.
Have you any more conditions to offer? Hitherto your demands are pretty reasonable.
Trifles. As liberty to pay and receive visits to and from whom I please. To write and receive letters without interrogatories or wry faces on your part. To wear what I please and choose conversation with regard only to my own taste. To have no obligation upon me to converse with wits that I don't like because they are your acquaintance, or to be intimate with fools because they may be your relations. Come to dinner when I please. Dine in my dressing room when I'm out of humour, without giving a reason. To have my closet inviolate. To be sole empress of my tea table, which you must never presume to approach without first asking leave. And lastly, wherever I am, you shall always knock at the door before you come in. These articles subscribed, if I continue to endure you a little longer, I may, by degrees, dwindle into a wife.